Welcome to Hideaway Pizza, downtown Bartlesville. Evan Farbach, Bartlesville head football coach Lee Blankenship. Also, we have Jason Breimer from Dunch's Family of Autos and Bartlesville offensive defensive lineman Cody Kiesling with us on a Wednesday evening. It's time for the Lee Blankenship Show on K1. Appreciate you tuning us in. We'll be here every Wednesday evening about 6:04, 6:05 or so as we talk Bruin football with head coach of the Bruins, Lee Blankenship. And coach, first things first, new here. Obviously, we've talked plenty of times. It kind of feels like you've been here for a long time since you were hired all the way back in December. But if someone was listening and hadn't heard of Lee Blankenship and they don't know what this deal is, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Yeah, well, it feels like I've been here for about 3 weeks. That's how fast and frantic the preparation leading up to this week has been. But no, like you said, Lee Blankenship, I'm excited to be here as the new head football coach for the Bruins. And man, just honored to have an opportunity to work with a group of young men, and just outstanding as our kids are, I'm honored to be a part of this community. And want to make sure I mention really quickly, first off, my beautiful wife Abigail is here with me, and we have two sons, Cole, who is 3 years old, and Clay, who is 11 months old now.
And Cole and Clay have some nicknames on the Twitter. Is that accurate?
That's right. Yeah. That's something my wife will get mad at me. I appreciate you bringing it up.
Okay.
I figure if my sons have some nicknames that are named after the famous movie actor, the toughest actor to ever live, John Wayne, then they've got to grow up and be pretty tough. So we call Cole our oldest rooster, I call Cole Rooster. Try to get our football players to do that. My coaches, they support me as much as they can in that. And then Clay, we call him Duke. So I figure those boys got to be tough with names like that.
Going to have a lot of time to talk about the Bruins, how things have gone thus far in the offseason. Obviously, we'll talk about Bartlesville's matchup with Claremore on Friday. Bruins going to open up the season against the Zebras at 7 o'clock on Friday night. And, of course, we'll talk about all the different individuals on the team and whatnot. First, though, Jason Breimer with the Dunch's Family of Autos with us, and they are one of our sponsors of the program. Good evening, Jason.
Hey, good evening, Evan. Hey, Coach, how you doing?
Great to see you, man. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Thanks for coming. We're real excited about having you here in town.
Appreciate that very much.
And obviously, we're excited to have the Dunch's Family of Autos sponsoring the program and out here this evening. What's going on at Dunch's, Jason?
Well, Evan, all kinds of great things are going on at Dunch's, and part of the reason we're here this evening is Dunch's has a real long history. In fact, all the way back to our founding of supporting amateur athleticism and supporting sporting teams here in Bartlesville and the surrounding area. And Coach, we're really excited that you're part of the community now.
Well, thank you so much. And again, I just want to reiterate how much we're thankful for your support and in the show, and great to visit with you for a little bit tonight.
Well, thank you. Evan, our track record at Dunch's of supporting teams includes, being the Guinness World Record holder of the longest corporate sponsor of a sports team, the Dunch's Ford Indians.
And there's a nice stadium with your name on it downtown,
about a block away. It goes all the way back to Mr. Bill Dunch's, who started our organization and brought it here to Bartlesville about 77 years ago. He started in the car business in 1921. After working at a Ford dealership in Blackwell, Oklahoma, where he and his brothers were sponsored by that Ford dealership in Blackwell during high school to play basketball. So, it all kind of starts with sports with us.
Wow, that's phenomenal. Cool. The history of, just the town and to get to learn that is really blown me away. Just the pride that this community has in the school and in our extracurricular activities. That's a really awesome deal.
It's such a tight community. And, I'm going to make one real quick plug, Coach. Since you're new in town or relatively new in town, you might not know that Dunch's Family of Autos is the home of the 995 oil change. And you also might not know that every new vehicle, Toyota, Ford, or Lincoln, comes with Dunch's 7-year, 100,000-mile better warranty. So now you know that.
Hey, sounds like I need to get over to Dungeons and at least get an oil change. I don't know about I don't know if I can afford to buy a car yet. We need to at least win a game or two before we start talking that.
Most definitely. I'm going to get out of here and let you guys talk football.
Thanks, Jason.
Great
Jason
to have you. Thank you.
With the Dungeons family of autos with us once again. We're with Bartlesville head football coach Lee Blankenship here on the Bruin Football Coaches Show, going to air from 6 until 7 o'clock every single Wednesday evening. From Hideaway Pizza, have a large group down here listening to us. Appreciate everyone coming by. Let's just kind of rewind to where we were before. Obviously, you ended up here back just before Christmas. It was a few weeks. I can remember when we did our first phone interview. I was wrapping my girlfriend's Christmas present that day, and everything happened really fast, so I ran around and had to postpone that a little bit. But you were most recently the head coach down in Beggs and left what was a pretty good football team and a pretty good program you had built for several years down there, and a team that has moved from 3A to 2A and is already 1-0 and probably is going to have a chance to vie for 2A state championships. So you left what was a pretty good spot for Bartlesville.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you know, the community at Beggs and just the kids there, we love them so much and had such a great relationship with those kids. I left a team of 24 juniors who are now seniors this year that played in the state championship game a year ago, and man, that was a tough decision to do. That's something that I wouldn't just take lightly and leave a group of kids like that to just go anywhere. And when the opportunity arose here at Bartlesville for us to have a chance to bring my family to live in a community like this, with the school systems, the level of play that we get to compete in here, it was really appealing to me. And you know, obviously my wife and I, we prayed about it and really felt like we were called to come here, and it worked out, and here I sit, man. I'm excited to be here.
Nice to have Lee Blankenship with us on the Bruin Coaches Show. Once again, Bartlesville going to open up the season at Claremore on Friday evening. A broadcast we'll have right here on K1. We'll go over some broadcast notes and, of course, have more on that ball game a little bit later on in the program. You're 1 week away from the game, or not really. We're 2 days away from the game, so yeah. A week is probably pushing it a little bit, but let's take a wide encompassing view about how everything has gone from December till now. If you would have looked at what you would have liked to have seen versus how it has gone, how do you think everything has gone so far?
Listen, I'm so pleased with where we're at as a football team right now. It feels like from the day I met our kids, their effort, their attitude has just been phenomenal. They have worked extremely hard, and it's been tough on them. We've installed a new offense, a new defense, a new special team set. We're asking them to do some things that are a little bit unconventional and they probably haven't done or seen before, and the way they've responded, man, has been just phenomenal and in themselves getting ready, and I'm really honored I think I've said that a couple times, that I really am honored to have an opportunity to coach this group of kids. They're a great group.
And one of the things I know you mentioned to me and throughout other media too is obviously it was a team that won two games last year with an asterisk. Obviously they had the deal with McAllister, but won two games on the field last year. That you came here and you thought that you had a little bit more talent than maybe you would have envisioned coming in.
Yeah, absolutely. And a big part of that, I think, is just the commitment. The day that I got hired and was able to sit down and meet with our kids, one of the questions I asked, are there any young men in the hallways, are there any young men in our school that didn't play football last year that need to be on the team? And I took notes from guys, and there were a lot of names mentioned, and man, the what I challenged our kids with is there are strength in numbers. If there's a young man that's out in the hallways that could help us win, that didn't play football last year, we've got to go get those guys. And we were able to go get a lot of those guys just in recruiting our own hallways and trying to get young men that could help our football team win. So there's a lot of those names that I wrote down back in December and January that are a part of our roster now and on our team and big contributors.
Yeah, and there's going to be a lot of guys who will hear on the radio Friday, you go out and see in Claremore on Friday, that will be juniors and seniors, some skill players that didn't play last year, didn't play the last couple of years, in fact. So we're going to get to a few of those new guys and talk about them as well throughout the program. We can talk a little bit about some general position groups and stuff before we get to game preparation and how the last couple of weeks have gone. We'll hit on the scrimmage you guys had on Thursday as well when Tulsa Edison and East Central came to town. Let's start first on offense. I know a couple different quarterbacks you guys have been working in and out, and it sounds like maybe you've already decided who you'll go with first on Friday night, but obviously I think there's a good chance we'll see a few different guys at that quarterback spot on Friday evening.
Absolutely. The quarterback battle has been a ton of fun. For our coaching staff, man, we've been in there trying to figure out from day one who's it going to be, and we're gonna start with Noah Sunday at quarterback on Friday night. He came in the scrimmage a week ago and really gave our offense a good spark. Did some good things. He's a young man that has 10 games of experience, and you can really tell that when he's on the field. He plays with a lot of confidence. Ben Winters has been unbelievable for a young man that did not play very much a year ago. He is a guy that we feel so comfortable that at any time he could come in and give us the spark that we need, or come in and make a play for us. And you can definitely expect to see him get some reps at QB this Friday night as well. And honestly, that battle is still continuing. It's going to go on until one guy or another clearly wins the job.
And they're both going to get their feet wet most likely on Friday. We saw them both play in both the scrimmages you guys had a couple of weeks ago when you had a chance to kind of scrimmage Claremore in a Broken Arrow. And then, of course, you had East Central and Tulsa Edison here to Custer Stadium this past Thursday. And you hit on exactly what I'm sure anyone who was there saw, that the offense struggled a little bit at first. Noah came in and really, you can just tell, and you could tell it both nights as well, that he kind of adds a steadiness, probably just from having done that 10 times before. And I would think that maybe you hope that Ben can get a little of that steadiness too if he has a chance to play on Friday and going forward this season also.
Listen, I've said it several times. There's only one way to get a kid that used to being in the fire, and that's putting him in the fire. That's the best way that I can say it, and that's not very eloquent. But the only way to let a guy and that a kid's going to feel comfortable in that game-like setting is to put him in those game-like settings and let him make some mistakes and let him do some good things. And we saw that from both of our quarterbacks this week. They both did some great things. We both made some little simple mistakes and easily correctable mistakes. I could see either one of those guys coming in and having a huge night, or both of them having big nights on Friday.
Yeah, Noah came in and completed some shorter passes and really got the offense going. And then Ben came in, and after things had calmed down a little bit, he had a couple really long pass plays to one of the new guys that we'll get to now, is Shane Simpson, a guy that had played football a couple of years ago, didn't play this past season, but caught a 42-yard pass and a 40-yard pass from Shane Simpson down that far sideline at Custer Stadium, one of them for a score. And that was a pretty good moment, I thought, of the scrimmages on Thursday.
Yeah, absolutely. And just to reiterate, Ben did come in and throw. Ben threw one of the best balls I've ever seen a high school quarterback throw on Thursday night against Edison, I believe it was, that corner route to Shane Simpson. And Shane ran a great route. Ben threw that thing on a rope on the run across his body and put it right there on the dime. I love talking about Shane Simpson. Right after I got hired, man, I went. My goal was to just go and see, learn as much as I could about the kids, about the school, about the atmosphere at the games. And I was able to sneak over and they were playing at Jinx, our basketball team. And I went and was there for warm-ups, and Shane was out there, and this little kid, I was going, who is that guy? He's warming up with the varsity, sophomore on the roster, and I'll be darned if they didn't call him in the starting lineup, and the dude went out there and was diving all over the court, and he's scrappy, and he's got a great crossover. And I thought, man, this kid, I misjudged him from my first impression, my first sight of him. He has something inside of him that is a competitor, and he's really shown that. And he was one of the first guys I went and said, man, you got to come play football. And he's out and doing a great job for us.
Yeah, and we enjoyed watching his brother Matt, who played football, also played some basketball as well, and he's been a great addition at the wide receiver spot for you guys. And I know that that's one of the positions that you don't really have many people back from. In fact, our former K-1 intern, John Cohn, graduated this past spring, and he was a kid that caught the majority of the passes this season ago. And for the most part, you're dealing with a completely new group at wide receiver and a kind of veteran group with Noah Sunday and then Lakin Cloudus and DeAndre Young at running back. So since we got there, let's go to wide receiver. Another really good wide out that's a guy that hadn't played before, Gerald Gray, who stepped in. He had another relative of his, Kemar, used to play for Bartlesville High a couple years ago during that 2015 season where they made the state semifinals. But he's been a great addition for you all.
Listen, we are – it's kind of a weird dynamic because I want to say we're young at receiver, but it's more that we're inexperienced there. We've got three seniors and a junior that are really battling for the majority of the reps at those two positions, what we call our X and our Z or our outside receivers. Gerald has done a great job. Gerald had a great summer. Man, he looks really good in pads, and when he lines up out there, he is a threat down the field at any time. Another young man that's new, or at least new for this season, is Jalen Oliver. Jalen was another one of those basketball players that I went out and watched have a great game, and just so smooth and the great crossover. Usually when a kid's got a great crossover in basketball, you know he can play some receiver on the football field and stick that foot in the ground and change direction. So he's a guy that we're really excited about, and man, he has bought in and done a great job throughout the summer going into fall camp. We expect him to have a big season as well. A third new one, I'll go ahead and keep rolling right through him, is a young man named Nick Tessier. Nick is a junior who's really athletic. Man, I couldn't believe when I saw Nick run his first 40. To watch him jump, his vertical is unbelievable. He's got great ball skills. All three of those guys are just learning the position, and they're so young in their experience. The sky is the limit. Their ceiling is so high. And then I've got to mention Mr. Reliable, Bryce Gulledge. Bryce is a young man that catches everything that we throw to him. He knows exactly how to get himself open. I love guys like Bryce because he's not the fastest guy we have out there. He's not the biggest guy. He's not the strongest guy, but he's such a competitor. He finds a way to make plays, and he's a guy that, honestly, we trust as much as anybody on third down. When we need a first down or need a guy to make a play, he's a guy that you can expect us throwing the football to out there.
Bartlesville head football coach Lee Blankenship with us on the Bruin Football Coaches Show. We'll have a chance to chat with Cody Kiesling, who's an offensive lineman here as well, in just a few minutes. And Coach, obviously getting set for Claremore on Friday night. We were running down some positions, so let's go ahead and get to kind of the next offensive spot at running back. You've got a couple of guys returning that played a whole lot last year in both DeAndre Young and Lakin Cloudus, and that's probably your most experienced skill spot on offense.
Hey, we've got a great 1-2 punch with Lakin and DeAndre. Those guys are both.
I love one. Thank you. Give me a water.
Kevin had to come over and ask a question in the middle of the show.
Listen, I'm thirsty,
okay,
guys. I ran off the. Yeah, he can do whatever he wants, I got to get some water. I ran off the practice field. My throat is definitely not into coach shape yet. Sorry about that. Back to the topic, DeAndre and Lakin. Man, those guys are phenomenal. We feel like we've got one of the best 1-2 punches in 6A2, and I really believe that either one of those guys could make a big play at any time. You can expect to see a little bit more. We haven't tried to show it as much in the scrimmages and have really been working towards seeing both of those guys in the backfield at the same time. And you'll see that week one when we go over to Claremore. Either one of those kids, both are so strong. I've loved watching them from day one. They're lifting partners. They get in, they compete against each other in the weight room and picking up that weight. They compete each other in when we're in conditioning at the end of practice. Those guys are lined up against each other trying to win, and that's, they've made each other better. It's been so special and so fun to see two players that are competing for carries, are competing for opportunities, are competing at the same position, but that still love each other and understand, encourage each other and understand how to make each other better. That's a special relationship that those two guys have formed over the last several months.
Bartlesville head football coach Lee Blankenship with us. Bruin Football Coaches Show here on K1. Once again, here in a few minutes, we'll talk with offensive lineman, defensive lineman Cody Kiesling. Also, we'll have a preview of Bartlesville's opening ball game at Claremore, which is coming up at 7 o'clock on Friday night. Let's just continue around the horn on offense. I think we've hit everyone but the offensive line and tight end. So some of the big fellas, obviously one of them sitting next to me. But you got a couple returning starters and offensive line. That's another spot that's a little bit more experienced than others on offense. And you got a couple big guys that can play some cowboy back or whatever you want to call it, tight end for you.
Yeah, that's an interesting term you use. I'm more of a Sooner kind of guy myself.
Yeah,
I think there's only one cowboy back. We'll call him a Bruin back.
Okay,
how about
that's
that?
Good. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Man, well, there's a reason that the young man that's sitting across from me right here is here tonight. He's a dynamic football player and definitely a guy that from the first time I met him and got to see him working out in the weight room and said, man, that guy is a ball player. That's a tackle if I've ever seen one. And Coach McDaniel, our offensive coordinator, the first time he met him, he agreed with that. And Cody has been really dynamic for us there at left tackle, really going to anchor our offensive line this year. And I'm excited for him to get to visit with you a little bit tonight as well. Has done a great job, and he's also a guy that's going to play on the other side a little bit as well at nose guard. He's a guy, and that's something that you've got to be a really good football player for you to be an offensive lineman and me allow to go to the other side of the football and play on that side too. But he's got the motor to do it. He is in great shape and looking forward to watching him play on Friday nights. Next to him at left guard, another senior, Andrew Harden, has done an unbelievable job. Andrew, I think Andrew was just a punter last year.
Yeah.
And man, he has really made a commitment to put his hand in the ground up front. He's got a great body. He's got great feet. Really good athleticism. Obviously, if you can kick the ball and are athletic enough to and flexible enough to perform that. That duty, then, man, you've got a chance to be a good offensive lineman too.
You got to hit the baseball also.
No doubt about it. He's a multi-sport athlete and a great athlete. He's going to be big for us this year up front. We love to get him in the in some of our gap schemes, our counter schemes, where he's pulling and swabbing and kicking out. And you can expect to see him having some success with that, hopefully, on Friday night. At center, the young man, another senior who's going to start for us, is another young man that wasn't on the roster last year. His name is Keaton Harris. Keaton comes to us from Dewey High School. He played there last year and as a young man, that's a move in and transferred over to our district. And incredibly strong. He's actually not the other offensive lineman that we're going to allow to go over and play on the defensive side of the ball too. Incredibly strong young man, huge, huge bench press, huge squat. Really expect big things from him. He's kind of like the others. He's learning our offense as he goes, and he's just a guy that's going to get better each week. And we're really excited about having him. Another returning starter, young man started as a sophomore last year, which is huge. Anytime you're a sophomore and starting up front in 6A football, you're a good player and you're tough and athletic. Devin Fellows is his name, junior. Man, Devin's so athletic. He does a great job of just using that athleticism, that physicality of his to make things happen up front for us. Just like Andrew Harden, we're excited about him pulling him and letting him lead up in some of those holes in front of DeAndre or Lake and expect him to do a great job. Speaking of sophomores, Curtis Fodor is a sophomore who is going to start for us at right tackle. Fodor is extremely intelligent. Man, he's to look at him, if you would have asked me in the spring if that young man over there was going to start, to look at his body type and you can tell he's a sophomore when you look at him. But man, over the summer, he's had a great summer. He's gained weight. He's gotten stronger. His intelligence is what makes him such a great player. He knows he can see what's happening in front of him so quickly. His technique is perfect, and that allows him to get in and put himself in situations that he can be successful in. So we're excited about up front. We've got some seniors. We've got some strength. We've got a lot of athleticism and speed, and we expect to use that to our advantage this year.
And there was a few times when you weren't having a ton of success on offense in both those scrimmages, and DeAndre Young gave you a spark. Obviously, we already talked about him the running back for you all, and obviously Lakin as well will rotate in there. But I believe it was the scrimmage in Broken Arrow against Coweta, the one touchdown that you all had was a long touchdown run from DeAndre. I don't think that he was touched. That was a clean hole.
Absolutely.
And he hit it sharp, and not one guy was even close. And there's been some times in both those scrimmages where I thought the offensive line really shined and opened up some things really well for DeAndre.
No doubt. No doubt. Anytime you've got guys that are going to fight their tails off till the whistle, that makes you feel pretty good as a running back, I'm sure. And these guys are definitely doing that. That's our biggest thing we've been saying all week long to our guys up front. Listen, it's early. Everybody's going to make mistakes. We're going to make some mistakes on Friday night. Claremore's going to make some mistakes on Friday night. But if you're going to make a mistake, do it. Make a mistake going 100 miles an hour, and something good can still happen. Make a mistake doing it till the whistle. Even if you block the wrong person, block him as hard as you can, and something good can still happen. And these guys are living by that rule.
Bartlesville head football coach Lee Blankenship. Once again, Bruins going to open up the season against Claremore Friday night on the road. 7 o'clock kickoff. Of course, you can listen right here on K1. It'll be a 6:30 pregame on AM 1400, FM 93.3. And, of course, you can always listen online, BartlesvilleRadio.com, and the Bartlesville Radio app. Just click on the K1 link, and looking forward to Friday night getting our first broadcast and first game under the belt. We'll take our first break of the program. When we come back, we'll chat with Bartlesville senior offensive lineman Cody Kiesling. He's our player profile tonight, and we'll also have a preview of that Bruin and the Zebra matchup, Bartlesville and Claremore, coming up on Friday night. Bruin Football Coaches Show with head coach Lee Blankenship right here on K1. We'll take a timeout and come back right after this.
Hideaway. This isn't heaven, but it's as close as we could get with a pizza pie.
El Gran Megatron posted, about to kill it. Hashtag, it's about to go down. Hashtag, party like it's my birthday. Hashtag, lunchtime. Hideaway Pizza. Hashtag, seriously, great pizza.
Hideaway. In Owosso, 12903 East 96th Street North. In Bartlesville, 100 Southwest Frank Phillips Boulevard.
You can do more than the minimum wage, and you can do more at Tri-County Tech. Last year, our average adult graduate wage was over $18 per hour. We have affordable tuition and easy to apply for financial aid. What's holding you back from doing more? Be bold at Tri-County Tech. Visit tricountytech.edu for more information.
It's a red tag sale at Dungis Toyota with model year-end savings on remaining new 2018 Toyotas. Get huge discounts, super low financing, and incredible lease offers on every new vehicle, including Highlander, Camry, Tacoma, and Tundra. Dungis Toyota, where every new vehicle comes with our 7-year, 100,000-mile better warranty. Highway 75 in Bartlesville, home of the 995 oil change. DungisToyota.com.
Hi, this is Rod McElvain, pastor of Grace Community Church. Jesus' busiest day is recorded in Mark 1, 16 through 35. And a prominent feature of that day was Jesus going from person to person, healing the sick. At Grace, we're convinced that prayer is powerful. The prayers of an army of prayer warriors can accomplish more than we know. It's our delight to come alongside those who are desperate for God's intervention and then pray for His healing touch. If you're seeking a spiritual place where prayer is paramount, please visit us. We meet Sundays at 9:15 and 10:45.
OK Federal Credit Union is open to anyone that lives, works, or worships in Washington, Osage, or Nowata counties. Being a Bartlesville-based credit union since 1955, they know their members. OK Federal Credit Union has checking accounts with no monthly fee and actually pays you a dividend as long as your balance stays over $400. With competitive rates for cars, boats, RVs, and more, OK Federal Credit Union will make your dreams a reality. Stop by and join OK Federal Credit Union today at 3900 Southeast Adams Road or visit their website at okfcu.org. OK Federal Credit Union. They want to be your credit union.
One now, sorry. Hand off up the middle to DeAndre Young. Stiff arms a man at the five. Angles for a pylon. 3-2-1. Touchdown, Bartlesville. And DeAndre Young, for the first time this season, finds the end zone. Welcome back to the Bruin Football Coaches Show. Evan Farbach, Bartlesville head football coach Lee Blankenship, and now senior offensive lineman Cody Kiesling with us on the program. And good evening, Cody. How are you, sir? Thanks for coming out.
Good. Good evening.
nice to have you out here. Now, obviously, you've been a name that I've mentioned plenty of times in the broadcast. You've been around a while. Explain to everyone your football background. When did you get involved? How long have you been on the squad?
Well, my first year in football was eighth grade at Owosso. And then...
Well, I'm glad you moved, by the way.
And then I moved here my freshman year and played football freshman year. And then sophomore and junior year, I started for varsity football for the Bruins. And I'm also going to be starting this year.
Obviously, a new head coach. You guys had kind of a tumultuous season last season. Things have calmed down a bit, obviously, since Coach Blankenship came in December. How do you feel like the transition has gone and the first several weeks of fall camp and then going back to spring and summer as well?
Well, I love the new coaching staff. They're really great. From the first time I met Coach Blankenship, he seemed really nice, and I thought he was going to be a great head coach. The past few weeks, we've been doing really good, having to learn all new plays and runs and pass plays. I think we've been doing really good. And this is going to be my first year starting playing on defense since freshman year. And I think we're going to be doing really good.
How's that transition been? You enjoy that personally?
Oh, I love playing defense. It's really fun. But I also like offense a lot, too.
Now, I would guess, since you get to play the line on both sides, does playing one or the other and getting kind of that experience on both sides help you with the other? Like being an offensive lineman, does that help you know what maybe might be hard to block at the other end? Or is that accurate?
Yes. Learning how to play defense teaches me a lot about how to block defensive linemen on offense. So it helps both ways.
Cody Kiesling, Bartlesville senior offensive lineman and defensive lineman with us here on the Bruin Football Coaches Show. Head coach Lee Blankenship with us as well. Hideaway Pizza every single Wednesday, 6 until 7 o'clock. We'll be down here. Cody, main thing about the coaching staff that you like, point out your biggest positive.
I love that they're all really nice, but they can be serious when they want to. They can be, when they say they want you to do something, they want you to do it. There's no joking about that. I like how they initiated respect and just saying yes or yes, sir. And they're all just amazing.
I can remember I went down to 7-on-7 in Sand Springs in the summer. And obviously I had talked to Coach Blankenship many times and been out to a couple of the spring practices. And I don't remember what it was. Somebody was John at somebody else, and Coach Blankenship, for the first time, I saw him get pretty excited. He came in there and yelled at somebody, and he separated a couple of people, so they can get on you a little bit. Is that accurate?
That is very accurate.
So there's that side as well. It's not all just peaches and roses. Is that correct, Coach?
I feel like that Cody felt like he had to say that, that we were amazing because we might yell at him, but no, he... That's our kids are already so respectful, and that's something we love about them. They've really bought into what we've brought our program.
Let's talk about Cody Kiesling a little bit off the football field. What do you do for fun? Like after we're done tonight, aside from doing homework, I don't care about that. Aside from that, what do you do for fun?
I like to go work out and hang out with friends.
Yeah, Cody. By the way, I'll tell you. Sometimes when you think offensive lineman in high school, you might think of a bigger, heavier set guy. Cody Kiesling is not that. He is a chiseled man. So, are you 18
right.
yet?
No, I'm 17.
17-year-old. Okay, chiseled 17-year-old.
Coach McDaniel calls them the flat bellies. Okay. He loves those flat belly offensive linemen.
That's pretty good. Yeah, he's not a big guy, heavy set guy by any stretch of the imagination. He's just a workout. What else?
Probably after this, I'm probably going to go over to my girlfriend's house.
Okay.
And hang out with her.
Sounds good. TV, video games, any of that?
Books? I like video games. Not Bucks usually, though.
That's all right. Which one's a favorite one to play now?
Fortnite, for sure.
Yeah, I know that that's a big thing with you all.
I still haven't figured out what that is. I don't understand these
either.
Nintendos those boys play.
I think that's a computer game, accurate?
It's computer and it's console.
Okay.
So... play both ways.
Cody Kiesling with us, Bartlesville senior offensive lineman. TV, movies, favorite ones?
Favorite TV show, I'd say The Office.
There we go.
That's nice. Yeah.
Favorite movie? I'm not sure. I think I might have to say Risky Business.
Who's your favorite character in The Office?
Dwight.
I'm a pre-Brat man myself.
Okay.
Talking with Cody Keesley, Bartlesville senior offensive lineman, defensive lineman, Bruins getting set for their first game at Claremore on Friday. Cody, plans going forward? It sounds like you want to continue to play athletics, but maybe not football.
Yes, I would like to do track and field, shot put and discus in college. So I'm looking forward to hopefully doing that.
So you've been working with Coach Bennett, now Coach Ayers, obviously. And who's your guys' throwing coach?
Our throwing coach is Miss Hancock.
Okay.
Cool. And she's a really good coach. I like her a lot. She's really helped me improve over the past few years.
Cody Keesling with us. And what do you want to study?
I would like to study engineering in college, mainly mechanical engineering.
So you're a smart guy, too.
Yes, some would say
what's
that.
What's your favorite subject?
My favorite subject is math.
That would probably go right.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, that would go right with the mechanical engineering.
He is a very intelligent young man.
And then just one last thought, football-wise, game on Friday. What are you looking forward to the most? What do you think will be some keys for you all on Friday?
What I'm looking forward to the most is winning the football game. I'm sure that we're going to do really good on Friday night. But it all comes down to doing our 111th and just giving all we got.
Bartlesville senior offensive lineman, defensive lineman Cody Keesling, our player profile tonight on the Bruin Football Coaches Show live from Hideaway Pizza on K1. Cody, appreciate the time, sir. Best of luck to you on Friday and throughout the season, okay?
Well, thank you.
Cody Keesling with us. We'll take a break. We'll come back and we'll talk a little bit about the Claremore Zebras and how the last week or so have gone for the Bruins as they get set for their season opener at Claremore on Friday. You're listening to the Bruin Football Coaches Show on 1400 AM, K1 and FM 93.3. Don't forget you can listen online, BartlesvilleRadio.com, and on the Bartlesville Radio app. We'll be back after this.
Hideaway. This isn't heaven, but it's as close as we could get with a pizza pie.
Jazzercise Jeremy posted, get in my belly. Hashtag get in my belly. Hashtag foodie. Hashtag favorite. Hashtag pizza night. Hideaway Pizza. Hashtag seriously great pizza.
Hideaway. In Owosso, 12903 East 96th Street North. In Bartlesville, 100 Southwest Frank Phillips Boulevard.
It's time to stop dreaming about the future and get doing. At Tri-County Tech, successful futures are built. Last year, our adult graduates averaged over $18 per hour. We have affordable tuition and easy to apply for financial aid. Be bold at Tri-County Tech. Visit tricountytech.edu for more information.
Here's a unique idea to attract customers to your business. Schedule consumer calls on the road to come to your business. Call your sales representative at 336-1001 and we'll come to you with consumer calls on the road. We'll broadcast a live remote at your business and watch the results as the traffic flows in. Don't have a sales representative? No problem. Just give us a call at 336-1001 and we'll gladly set you up with one of our finest and get you connected fast. Host one of the most listened to programs from 9:10 until noon on Saturday and have your business buzzing in no time. We'd love to make your business our next stop, so give us a call. Consumer Calls on the Road is a superb way to bring in customers to your business.
It's a red tag sale at Dungis Toyota with model year-end savings on remaining new 2018 Toyotas. Get huge discounts, super low financing, and incredible lease offers on every new vehicle, including Highlander, Camry, Tacoma, and Tundra. Dungis Toyota, where every new vehicle comes with our 7-year, 100,000-mile better warranty. Highway 75 in Bartlesville, home of the 995 oil change. DungisToyota.com.
OK Federal Credit Union is open to anyone that lives, works, or worships in Washington, Osage, or Nowata counties. Being a Bartlesville-based credit union since 1955, they know their members. OK Federal Credit Union has checking accounts with no monthly fee and actually pays you a dividend as long as your balance stays over $400. With competitive rates for cars, boats, RVs, and more, OK Federal Credit Union will make your dreams a reality.
Stop by and join OK Federal Credit Union today at 3900 Southeast Adams Road or visit their website at okfcu.org. OK Federal Credit Union. They want to be your credit union.
Here's the snap. Penrod's going to pass it. Steps up, fires it over the middle. Complete for a touchdown. Colton Penrod got it to A.J. Parker once again. Parker scores on a 15-yard pass play from Penrod to Parker.
Now, I put that little throwback clip in there because we had a story this morning on K1, and we've got it online as well at BartlesvilleRadio.com. But former Bartlesville High wide receiver, defensive back, starting basketball player, and track and field star A.J. Parker was officially listed as the number one spot and was a starter at the defensive back spot for Bill Snyder's Kansas State Wildcats. They released their depth chart ahead of their season opener against South Dakota yesterday afternoon, so that was pretty cool to see a former Bruin up there. I know you didn't have a chance to coach him, Coach Blankenship, but it's still pretty cool to see a Bruin name starting in a Power 5 program first week.
Oh, man.
First week of the season as a sophomore.
How cool is that? And I have had a chance to visit with AJ and meet him. What a great kid.
Yeah.
So exciting to see him doing great things and also hopefully inspiring to the kids that we have in our program now. You, with hard work, you can go do anything, be anything you want to be.
And multi-sport athlete as well, which is something we talk a lot about at Bartlesville High. Obviously, he was not shy about starting on the basketball team his whole career and really was a heck of a track and field star as well for Bartlesville.
Playmaker's going to go make plays. It doesn't matter what sport they're
and
in. That's
played on both sides of the ball, obviously. That was
absolutely
a wide receiving touchdown that he had on offense that we just heard there. And, of course, he's going to be getting a scholarship there as a defensive back with the Wildcats. But we're here to talk about the 2018 Bruins with Bartlesville head coach Lee Blankenship at Hideaway Pizza. Once again, we'll be here every single Wednesday just after 6 o'clock until 7 right here on K1. A few notes for the broadcast, by the way, if you were wondering, hadn't listened before, or have a kid that's new on the team. Bartlesville's play-by-play airs at this exact same station, K1 AM 1400 FM 93.3. So if you can't make it out, or you have a friend or family member that'll be here, or they're out of town, you can listen on K1. And, of course, everything we do is available online, BartlesvilleRadio.com and the Bartlesville Radio app. We have a lot of different stories and interviews we've done with Coach Blankenship and other coaches and whatnot on that website as well. Pre-game will start at 6:30. If you're traveling down to Claremore, we will have an FM translator we bring with us. For the most part, we'll try to broadcast on 91.1. People try to stay away from that 911 frequency, but we'll occupy the Claremore airspace there on 91.1 if you want to bring your Walkman radio with you. And if for some reason that one doesn't work, we'll tweet out what frequency we'll be on before the ball game, and our Twitter account is at Beauville Radio. So looking forward to the first broadcast. And Coach, Claremore, a little bit of a handful. 5A club. Bartlesville actually has had a lot of success against Claremore recently. Bruins have won the last four meetings against the Zebras, average margin of 36-11. But that's a 5A team that's in District 4, which is a tremendously tough district.
Yes.
With Collinsville, Skiatook, and Tahlequah. And they're going to be right up there with those other teams, likely competing for a playoff spot in that tough district.
That's absolutely right. I know that in speaking with Coach Hurt, who's a good friend of mine, the head football coach there at Claremore, they're excited about their group this year. They've got some great skill players returning, great receivers. They're very physical up front. Feel like they have a quarterback that can throw it. So it should be a good matchup for us.
Yes, Coach Blankenship mentioned Jarrett Hurt is their head coach. It's his third season with Claremore, 13-10 record through the first 2 years. That had been a program that had missed the playoffs for several years, and now they've been in back-to-back playoff appearances in Class 5A with Coach Hurt. He had been their defensive coordinator for 8 seasons prior to getting that head coaching job. He had also become a head coach at Skiatook previously, also had a stint as a defensive assistant at Broken Arrow. Zebras were 7-5 a season ago. We last time went down there, Bartlesville did, during that 2015 season I just mentioned when the Bruins beat Claremore 56-22. Mentioned they're picked in the middle of a pack of that really tough district. You guys are going to get two of the top four teams in that district, both with the Zebras on Friday and then the Collinsville Cardinals a week from Friday.
Absolutely. Another really good ball team and highly ranked in Class 5A.
And both of those schools have a number of guys in the roster. I got that Claremore roster, and obviously Bartlesville fans and people in the high school quite excited about the 90-some guys that you've gotten to come out, but Claremore, a little bit smaller ADM, they have a lot of guys out for their squad as well.
They do, and that is goes right back to a testament of the job that Coach Hurd is doing over there. Kids love to play for a guy that loves kids.
Talking with Bartlesville head football coach Lee Blankenship, Bruins going to be at Claremore Friday night. A couple more things about the Zebras, then we'll hit on Bartlesville's preparation and kind of end on that. They have a lot of returning skill players in offense, but not a returning quarterback. Quarterback's going to be new. His name's Charlie Murdoch, but they have pretty much almost everyone else back. Lost their leading rusher, but two of the top three rushers are back from a season ago, and all their wide receivers are back, including Dylan Kedzior, who had over 1,000 yards receiving and 11 touchdowns a season ago.
Their receivers are dangerous. They are they look good on film. They've got great height. They've got great speed. One of their young men was a sophomore last year, and his name is escaping me. I don't have their roster here in front of me.
Quentin Skinner, I think, is probably
Skinner. That's exactly right. He had 7 interceptions, from what I understand, a year ago, and he's going to be playing on both sides of the ball. 6'4", really good athlete. They've got some guys that can go over there now, so it's going to be a great matchup, great test for our kids early.
Luke Williams, another wide receiver name we'll hear on Friday night. Coleman Parsons and Jace Hightower are their two guys that are back from the backfield, and they have 12 combined touchdowns from a season ago. So
that's
a lot
right.
of success.
Love
These it. Are guys that have not only played at the varsity level but won quite a few games.
Absolutely, and they're expecting to win. They are a team that went and did a half game scrimmage with Sand Springs a week ago and came out on top of on the scoreboard. So they're going to come with a lot of confidence on Friday night.
Yeah, they had a quarterback sneak as time expired from that quarterback I mentioned, Charlie Murdoch, who is their first year starter. He got behind one of his offensive linemen and scored that thing as time was expiring on a couple weeks ago, whenever that was, when they beat Sand Springs, which of course will be a Bruins opponent in district play going forward. Defense, they do lose quite a few guys. In fact, they lose their top 9 tacklers from a season ago, so they'll be a little bit more youthful on defense and a little bit more experienced in offense, it sounds like.
They are a team that we've noticed, at least in the scrimmages, are kind of similar to us. They're playing a lot of guys on both sides of the ball. So you're going to see guys like Skinner, who is one of their better athletes, playing some corner, playing some receiver as well.
Talking with Bartlesville head football coach Lee Blankenship ahead of the Bruins and the Zebras. Bartlesville at Claremore on Friday night, a 7 o'clock kickoff right here on K1. Let's talk about your guys' preparation. Already mentioned that Noah Sunday is going to get the start at quarterback, but likely to see some Ben Winters. How has everything else gone since the scrimmage on Thursday?
We were so excited about the scrimmage, not in terms of how many times we scored or our defense looked really good, but just in the fact that our kids got better. We seemed a lot more comfortable just in a week's time, and that goes back to just being in the fire and being in those situations where we're against someone else in a game setting. Our kids have had a good week of practice this week. We've given them a pretty decent size install. Offensively, there were a lot of things that we didn't want to show in the scrimmages that we've got in store for Friday night and in the game plan. And so the week's mainly just been spent trying to continue to focus on those little details and making sure that we're able to execute. We don't want to just know a bunch of plays. We want to be able to execute the plays that we have effectively.
You had mentioned to me that there's probably going to be a lot of guys on this team that aren't quite comfortable week one, but will be comfortable week 5. And I would guess Friday is obviously the first step in that. You got to get them on the field and playing at some point. All those new guys we mentioned at wide receiver and a few other ones that are different spots on defense and so on and so forth. How important is it to get a good start on Friday? I would think, same as you saw on Thursday, that some of those new guys, even if they don't start out quite well because it's their first varsity game, that there's a decent chance they'll probably settle in as the thing goes along. How do you view that?
Listen, for one thing, our first goal is win the first game. It's going to be huge for us to have a big start, not only to the game, but at the beginning of the game, it's going to be big for us to start well. We've stressed our kids, and honestly, from spring football, bad things are going to happen. one of our core values is control the controllables. We've got to, we want our kids to understand the only thing that they can control is their attitude and their effort. When something doesn't go our way, we get a bad call, a guy drops a pass, we fumble the football, we miss a tackle. The number one thing that I want to see from our kids early, because that's probably going to happen. I mean, that happens in week one. I watched a couple of games on national television of some schools that are ranked in the top 10 in the nation, and those types of mistakes happen. When those things happen, what I want to see from our kids is great attitude, not hanging our heads, great body language, and just to continue to stay in the fight. We've talked all week about fight on Bartlesville. I say all week. We've talked from the time we've gotten here. Our fight song says fight on Bartlesville. Go win Bartlesville. Those things are correlated. If we'll continue to fight, we're never out of the fight unless we take ourselves out of it. We're going to have an opportunity to win.
You hit on a lot of it just there, but the Bruins going to be playing at Claremore Friday night. What are some other main keys you guys have talked about next on Friday night?
We have really stressed special teams from day one of practice in fall camp. That's something that's been a big priority for us. I feel like special teams is something that can help us, win the football game. We've got to get a big play from one of our special teams units, whether it's a big kickoff return, whether it's a big time punt return, a turnover on that unit. So that's something that's going to be important. And then eliminating our turnovers. We want to play as clean as possible, no silly mistakes, take care of the football. Those are all factors, especially early in the season. That's kind of coach talk, but it's just the truth that are going to help us be successful and have a chance to win the game.
It seemed a little bit, both against Coweta on Thursday and then a little bit, or a couple Thursdays ago, I beg your pardon, and then a little bit at home last Thursday, comfort level was big with the offense. Once they kind of got settled down, they seemed to perform a lot better. And you kind of saw that on both teams. You saw that a little bit with Edison and
sure.
Central and Coweta as well, because it's the first game or the first scrimmage or what have you. So they kind of had some jitters. I would assume getting some first downs early on and keeping those guys on the field, even if you don't score the first couple drives, but keeping them on the field for a few minutes at a time, I would think would bolster their confidence and kind of do that same type of thing we mentioned before.
Yeah, absolutely. That's that's exactly right.
Bartlesville head football coach Lee Blankenship with us here on K1. Bruins going to be taking on Claremore Friday night, 7:00 kickoff right here on K1. I'm sure you'd mentioned it kind of feels like it's been 3 weeks since you got here, and I had mentioned it feels like it's been a couple years since it's been December.
Yeah.
If you could put into words just kind of how this whole thing has culminated, what are your thoughts and feelings as you kind of head into there, just on a personal level?
Man, it's been a whirlwind. I've said this a couple of times, and I can't remember if I said it to you or not. I found myself yelling just early in the fall camp, the first couple of practices, the British are coming. I've got a history background as a teacher, and yelling to our kids. I mainly wanted to get the point across, man. Hey, we know it's coming, and we don't have very much time to get ready for it, but we've got to get as prepared as we can for when it gets here, and it's almost here. So our kid, it's just been frantically trying to do as much and prepare as much as possible, and not just myself, but prepare our kids as much as possible to be successful, in this week and on Friday night.
We'll take a quick break from Bartlesville. You're a Sooner guy. We had talked some Cowboy football and some Sooner football in between one of the breaks. What are you looking forward to most on a Saturday when they take on Florida Atlantic? What do you want to see out of your Sooners?
I'd love to see a win from the Sooners. It'll be interesting to see how Kyler Murray plays, and hopefully I get to watch the game, man. I love the Sooners, but I love the Bruins more, and I'll be watching a lot of film and trying to make corrections from, I'm sure, the night before and already start to get ourselves ready for the next week. But, no, I'd love to see a big Sooner victory. I don't think we have to worry about that very much.
I would hope not, yeah. Bartlesville head football coach Lee Blankenship with us. Last couple questions here as we wind down the program. Once again, 7:00 kickoff at Claremore on Friday. A game we'll broadcast here on K1. What do the next couple of days look like for you? Tomorrow, obviously, the day before a game, I would think would be somewhat light. And what's the Friday schedule look like?
I have a little. That's one of those things I talked about earlier. I have a little bit different philosophy. We have what we call No Sweat Wednesdays. It's something that we implemented at Beggs several years ago and was really good for us. Today was actually kind of like our walkthrough day. We didn't have the kids in helmets. We didn't have them in shoulder pads. It gives our coaches an opportunity to get them out, get them lined up, and be on the field with them, catch any busts, any mental mistakes, and we jot that down, and we make sure when we come back on Thursday, we actually put the helmets and shoulder pads back on them. There's some science behind your central nervous system and making sure that you're gearing back up so it's not a long wait. There's a little bit of that, and a lot of college teams have gone to that. Now, they call it No Sweat Thursdays because they play on Saturdays instead of Friday nights, but anyways, our philosophy is a little bit different than the traditional on that, so we'll actually be a little bit longer tomorrow. We'll be juiced back up a little bit. We'll thud up a little, and the most important thing is have a chance to correct some of the mistakes, some of the mental breakdowns, some of the busts that we saw in practice today. It almost feels like you're still in a day.
And then, of course, just overall, I don't think I've asked you this question this week in preparation. How do you feel? I know that you probably wish you could have a couple more weeks. I think probably any football coach would tell you that at any level.
Yeah, I'd take a couple more months to get our kids ready to play on Friday night if they'd give it to us. But it's here, and we've got to go. You know, we have barely scratched the surface of what our offense and our defense is capable of. We're gonna be pretty basic, and we've just kind of made the decision as a coaching staff. I think I said it earlier in the broadcast. Rather than just have a bunch of plays that we can run okay and hope are effective, we would rather have a few plays that we can run really effectively, and have kind of made the decision not to put much else in until we get really good at what we've got in right now. So that's kind of where we are. We'll always have a wrinkle or two, always have a shot or two, always have something special, something tricky in case we need it for our opponents. That's basically where we're at right now. We're going to be pretty simple on Friday night, and hopefully be really detailed and be effective in what we are doing.
Bartlesville head football coach Lee Blankenship opens up his era at Bartlesville High on Friday night at Claremore for a 7 o'clock kickoff. Coach Blankenship, appreciate it tonight. Thanks
so
much.
Enjoyed
Looking
it.
Forward to the next few weeks.
Same here. Appreciate you having me.
Thank you to Cody Keesleen, who joined us as well, Jason Breimer from the Dunches family of autos, and for Trey Stump, who ran the board back in the studio. I'm Evan Farbach, wishing you a pleasant Wednesday evening. We'll send you back to regular programming right here on K1.
American Heritage Bank, now serving the Osage region of Bartlesville, Pawhuska, and Barnstall.
This is KWON Bartlesville and 93. 93-